Jesus did not have to literally pray the Father, as the Holy Spirit is the one who expressed himself in Christ Jesus. The purpose for Jesus coming was so that we could receive his Holy Spirit in us. Jesus had to perfectly fulfill the word and will of the Holy Spirit in order for his purpose to be accomplished. When Jesus spoke these words, he had not yet died for our sins, so he was speaking of a possibility that was still conditional. He had to die for our sins. Once he died, his purpose was achieved, fulfilling the requirement for us to receive his Holy Spirit. Our Creator is a Spirit. He is the Holy Spirit. Jesus came to redeem us so that we can be born of his Spirit and be filled with his Spirit. In other words, Jesus came that we may receive the Father into us and that we may be in the Father, John 14:17. For there to be a different or another comforter implies there was one previously. Jesus was the first comforter. His Holy Spirit is the new comforter. He is a better comforter because he can be in each of us by virtue of his omnipresence. Christ Jesus, the image of the Holy Spirit, can only be in one place at one time. We have eternal life in the Holy Spirit. We experience abundant life in this physical life as we are transformed by the Holy Spirit and the Word to the mind of Christ. If you're not in perfect peace, if you have any fear, you need the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Ask the Father for his Holy Spirit, and he will give himself to you. Luke 11:13.